You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. If you're in or around York in early November and want to get active, then North Yorkshire Sight Loss Council might have an answer for you. Joining me now to talk more about Let's Get Active in York 2023 is Ian Mitchell, Yorkshire and Humberside Senior Engagement Manager for Thomas Pocklington Trust. Ian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, David.
First of all, what kind of activities are going to be on offer at Let's Get Active in York?
We've got a range of activities that will suit all capabilities. So we've got the more energetic goal ball, which goes down well with younger people. But we've also got things like chair exercise, Tai Chi, Pilates, for maybe those people who just want to do the mindfulness and keep their body active. But we've got other sports as well. So we've got VI cricket. We've also got, there's so many. We've also got a golf stand where people can practice their golf to see if they want to take up for that. And of course, we've got VI tennis as well. We've also got an instructor who's going to be working in the gym to help people get acclimatized to the equipment that they can avail themselves of. And this year, we've changed it up a little bit this year. So we've also included the opportunity for people to have stalls at the event. And we've got mindfulness. We're hoping to have archery there. We're hoping to have some of the local sight loss providers, as well as walking clubs and other things that maybe cycling that people won't be able to attend to on the day, things that they may want to sign up for when the weather improves once more and gets more clement. So there's an awful lot going on. We're opening it up to the whole of Yorkshire, even and Humberside. So anybody that's interested in coming along would be more than welcome.
So loads and loads of stuff then for people to get involved in. With that big variety of sports, obviously a big variety of ability levels required for them, do you need any prior sporting experience to take part in Let's Get Active in York?
None at all. These are all about taster sessions for people. And then following maybe the taster session, if they're interested, they can follow it and commit to taking it on a little bit more seriously through a club. We have people that last year ranged from the age of 6 up to the age of 83. And there was something for everybody to do. So come along and see what it is that might interest you. There's no commitment required. There's no payment required. This is just purely something where those sporting activities are looking to engage with blind and partially sighted people.
It's interesting that you mentioned there, just engaging with other blind or partially sighted people. There must be a really big social aspect to these events as well.
That's what we found last year. The legacy of last year was that we started the tennis club. We started Tai Chi classes in My Sight York, and they do become social as well as physical opportunities for people, because you meet a group of like-minded people and maybe you could form a club yourself. That's one of the things that we're hoping will be a legacy of this year, is that via the stalls, we're inviting anybody who's got an interest to even start a club to actually come along, tell us that they would like a stall. We will give them it free of charge and they can sort of sell that as an idea to people. We're thinking of things like a restaurant club or, an eating out club or maybe even a camera club. So, and when I say camera, I mean real ale rather than the photography, although we do have a store which will be promoting photography as well. So it's as big as people's creativity and minds want to think. So if you haven't heard of the event and you're thinking, I'd love to go along and I would love to pitch an idea, then this is the perfect opportunity to do it. You know, we're open to all suggestions.
If listeners like the idea of that and would like to find out more or perhaps get involved, how can they do so?
If they go on our website, which is sightlosscouncils.org.uk/event, you'll see the event is being promoted there, and we'd ask you to register, because obviously people's health and safety is paramount to us, so we know how many people are going to be in the building at any one time, and we will be in contact with you to make sure that you have the proper registration form. And again, please come along. There's a frequently asked questions section that we will have there, where hopefully every question that you have will be answered.
Ian Mitchell, Yorkshire and Humberside Senior Engagement Manager for the Thomas Pocklington Trust, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, David.